Our lesson this morning comes from John 14, verses 23 through 29, and you can follow along on page 1129 of your pew Bible. Hear God's word. Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say I'm going away and I'm coming back to you. If you love me, you'd be glad that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I am. I've told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe." May God give us understanding of his holy word, and let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. Well, it's Mother's Day. And is there anyone here who doesn't have a story they could tell about their mom? Each of us have memories. Some of us have happy memories. Some of us have funny memories. Some of us have memories of all kind. But I'm reminded, King Duncan tells about a list that was made about things that you are most likely never to hear your mother say. I mean, let's face it, our brains are all kind of wired, right? We have things that keep repeating and we know where they came from. They came from our mother's lips and they're in our head and it won't leave us. So King Duncan came up with these things, this list of things that he felt that we would never hear our mother say. See if this makes sense to you. Like, for instance, how on earth can you see the TV sitting so far back? Has anyone ever heard their mother say that? And yet, how funny that probably most of us in this room have been accused of sitting too close to the TV. Like it really matters? I don't know. The second one. Yeah, I used to skip school a lot too. Anyone ever hear that one? Don't think so. The third one. Oh, just leave all the lights on. It makes the house look more cheery. Yeah? Or, let me smell that shirt. Yeah, it's good for another week. That one's a little gross. Go ahead and keep that stray dog, honey. I'll be glad to feed and walk him every day. Yeah? Yeah? Well, if Jimmy's mom says it's okay, well, that's good enough for me. Any moms ever said any of these things? I doubt it. Here we go. The curfew, oh, that's just a general time to shoot for. It's not like I'm running a prison around here. Yeah? I don't have a tissue with me. Just use your sleeve. Ooh. And here's one. Don't bother wearing a jacket. The wind chill is bound to improve. No, I don't think we've heard, or are we likely to hear? If anything, I think most of us had moms that were maybe even overly protective. They're always looking out for us, always trying to keep us out of trouble to the point that it could sometimes be annoying, even when you know that they mean well. But at the same time, there are so many things, so many ways that mothers have shared wisdom with us that thankfully stays with us. The tricky thing is that we don't always get it when it's happening. We don't always fully understand the wisdom when we're told about it. I know there are things that my mom told me that really didn't make that much sense to me, that didn't seem all that important until many years later. And I have a hunch that the scriptures are in many ways like that as well. There are things that we read that they seem nice, but they don't necessarily seem to apply, or they don't always seem that important immediately. And often we have to go through some actual living and get knocked around a bit before we really can appreciate or even hear what's being said. Or sometimes we look at the scriptures as something that's nice to read, nice to look at, but again, that doesn't necessarily apply. Like Chuck Swindoll gives us this modern-day parable that kind of resonated with me when I first read it. I'll share it with you. He talks about this story about this president of a company who decides to travel abroad. So he goes to all his employees and he says, "Look, I'm going to be leaving, and I need you all to look after things while I'm gone. Can I count on you?" And they're all said, "Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll take care of things. You go, you do what you need to do, everything will be fine." And he said, "And while I'm away, I promise that I will write you regularly and, you know, keep you up on what needs to happen, and so that you're not out there on your own." So he leaves. He's gone for a couple of years, and he writes often with instructions. In fact, every week he's sending out letters to them, sharing with them what they need to be doing. And then finally, he gets back. And he's absolutely blown away because as he comes up to the front door of the business, he immediately notices that all the flower beds and the shrubs in front are a mess. They're full of weeds. They haven't been tended or taken care of. The front walk is full of weeds and the cracks. It's a disaster. There are even broken windows. And then when he comes inside, he's here at the front desk. There's a receptionist, and she's sound asleep. And everywhere he goes within the building, he's seeing these same things. And as he checks out the books, he finds that they're in financial trouble. The place is a mess. So he calls all the employees all together to talk with them. And he says, "You guys, you know, I left this in your hands, and I even sent you letters all the time to let you know what needed to happen. And this place is a mess. We've suffered all these financial losses. I don't know what I'm going to do. Didn't you get my letters?" And one of them looks at him and says, "Well, yeah, we got your letters. In fact, we read your letters together. We formed little groups, and we got together on Friday nights, and we read them, and we studied them, and we meditated on them, and in fact, sometimes we even memorized sentences out of them, and there were a couple of us who even memorized a couple of whole letters. Absolutely, we read your letters." Are you seeing any connection here? Are you seeing where I'm going with this? The thing is, we've got this manual here. And whether we realize it or not, there's a lot of stuff in here that's really very practical. And like the little kid, we may not always see how it works. We may not always fully understand why we need to follow it. But we do. Because if we don't, our lives are going to fall apart. How many of you have been guilty of getting some new thing and failing to read the instructions? I'm sure no one in here. No one in here. Right? Who reads the instructions, right? And how many of you have put something together and then you find that you have parts left over? Or somehow it just doesn't quite look the way it looked in the box, you know, the picture on the box. And then how many have then had to take the thing apart again, and this time look at the instructions and do it that way? Yeah. A few of us, yes, yes. You see, that's the thing. We love to be in control, don't we? We love to be the boss of ourselves. We love to make our own decisions. We love to go our own way. And we take shortcuts. But as my grandmother used to always say, the long cut is the shortcut. When we take shortcuts, when we don't follow the instructions, invariably we end up paying a big price. In our lesson this morning, Jesus is trying to again get his disciples on board, help them to know that they've got to pay attention, help them to know that they've got to follow the instructions. The laws are out there, the rules are out there, the teachings are out there, but you got to follow them or they won't do any good. And he tells them that he's leaving them, but he's not leaving them in a way that should cause them distress, because in a sense he will always be with them. He also warns them that his ways are not the ways of the world. And where we get in a quandary over following instructions, it often involves the tension that we feel about following God's word versus following all the things that the world tells us that we ought to be doing. And you know what? The world lies. Haven't we been seeing it? We see it with our politicians. We see it with leaders everywhere. I was just talking with someone just the other day that was working with a computer company, and they were frustrated because there were so many shifty things going on. One thing after another, we find out in the world that we're told all kinds of big, beautiful lies, but they're just that. They're lies. The one trustworthy source is the manual right here. But we have to do more than read it. We have to do more than memorize a line here and there. We have to do more than discuss it with friends. We have to do more than talk about it on Sunday morning. We have to live it. But the thing is, when we support each other and we help each other to do it, it gets a little easier. That's one of the keys. When we go it alone, we're easy to pick off. We're like that little rabbit out there running around that gets, you know, picked off. You see the vultures and the other birds coming down and the other animals going after the loose prey. And we get picked off too if we're out there on our own doing our own thing. Jesus wants us to feel a peace. He wants us to feel a sense of security and strength. He doesn't want us to feel abandoned. He wants us to know that he is with us, and that as we follow his instructions, no matter what comes into our lives, no matter what shock, no matter what loss, no matter what challenge, we will come through it all if we just follow the instructions. Let us pray. Almighty God, it's difficult to, at times, do the things we know we need to do. We're easily distracted by things that seem more fun or that seem easier. And we think, that little thing, that won't matter. And yet, how often it is that it is the little thing that becomes the big thing. Lord God, give us the strength and the wisdom to join together and to follow those instructions. In your name we pray. Amen.